Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue to investigate lies in our text books. As we read in the text book World Geography, which is published by MacDougall Little, copyright 2005, this book on page 75 stated,
"The religion Islam has close ties to the prophets and teachers of Judaism and Christianity."
What a wonderful soft statement. From it, our student will come to believe that Islam, Christianity, Judaism are three wonderful religions that believe in the same prophets and teachers. The textbook is very clear. It said Islam has close ties to the prophets and the teachers of Judaism and Christianity. So if these three religions have the same prophets, that means they have the same God. Is this claim true? Obviously, the answer is absolutely not. As we already have seen, that this claim is nothing but a lie, for there is no ties whatsoever in the story of the creation, in the story of Adam and Eve, in the account of Noah, or in the account of Abraham. As we will see today, the one common fact about all these stories which Muhammad copied in the Quran from the Bible, that they are missing so much important information, and also Muhammad added to them many fairy tales which make no sense at all. And as I shared with you in the previous programs, I am only giving you samples of these errors. I hope and I pray in the future that we will be able to cover every one of the stories of the Prophet one by one in detail to share with you the entire erroneous writing of Muhammad in the Quran. So pray for that. Don't forget, you can get this information in full detail in my new book, Exposing the Truth About the Quran, The Revelation of Error, The Stories of the Prophets. But for the sake of the time we have here in this radio program, today I would like to cover some of these errors concerning Moses. I know that Muslims believe that Moses is a great prophet. All Muslims believe in Moses, and all Muslims believe in the book of Moses. But in reality, when you look at what Muhammad taught in the Quran compared with what Moses taught in the Torah, you will see the opposite teachings. How can Muslims say they believe in Moses and at the same time their religion practice the opposite of the teaching of Moses? I will share about this with you in the next broadcast. But how much Muslims know about Moses? If I tell you the story of Moses is 100 pieces of a puzzle in the Bible, and if you search throughout the pages of the Quran, you'll only find less than 10 pieces of these 100 pieces of the puzzle. And many of these pieces of information are not true. They're false information about Moses. So how can Muslims claim that they believe in Moses and they knew Moses if they hardly know anything about the prophet? And many of the information they know about him are false. Without the Bible, Muslims cannot understand the Quran. Muslims must read the original story of the Quran in the Bible so they can understand it. You'll not understand that until you read my new book or until you read the Quran yourselves. For when you read the Quran, it does not flow. It is very dry. It is missing so much information and it does not make any sense at all. And I personally believe when Christians read the Quran, they will have much better understanding to the Quran than any Muslims. That is because Christians are familiar with the true account of the stories of the Quran from the Bible. which without it you could not understand the Quran. Obviously, we also can see all the errors which Muhammad added to his writing in the Quran. And if you have some logic, you can figure out all the fairy tales and nonsense which Muhammad added in the Quran. So what about Moses? Yes, Muslims say they believe in Moses. But which Moses? The Moses of the Quran or the Moses of the Bible? Because there are two complete different Moses. And to prove my point to you, let me share with you some of the errors which Muhammad inserted in his writing in the Quran about Moses. We are all familiar with the story of Moses in the Bible, of how he was picked out of the water by Pharaoh's daughter. But according to the Quran, it was Pharaoh's wife who adopted Moses as a son. That is an error. Two complete different information. Now, which story is true? The story of Moses in the Bible or the story of Muhammad in the Quran? Was Moses raised by Pharaoh's daughter or he was adopted by Pharaoh's wife? This is a question for you to ponder on. Now, there is a very important question. When did Pharaoh decide to kill the baby boys of the Hebrews? When Moses was a baby or when Moses was a grown-up man? In Quran chapter 28, beginning with verse 2, Allah said, these are the verses of the clear book. And believe me, my dear brothers and sisters, the Quran is not a clear book. But that's okay. We move on with verse 3. We will recite to you some of the news of Moses and Pharaoh with the truth to the believing people. So let us see if what Allah is telling us here is true or not. We keep going with verse 4. Surely Pharaoh exalted himself in the land and made its people into sects, weakening a group of them, slaughtering their sons, and sparing their women. Surely he was of the Vandals. If you keep reading, you will find out how Moses' mama put baby Moses into the river after that. You know, if you read this verse by itself without having access to the account of Moses in the Bible, you will not notice we have said any lie or anything wrong here at all. But if you are familiar with the Bible, you will realize that Pharaoh did not slaughter the males, but he actually gave the order that when the boys are born, to be drowned in the river, not to be slaughtered at all. Where we found this in the Bible? It's very simple. We go to the book of Exodus, chapter 1, from verses 15 to verse 21. Pharaoh has given order to the midwives to kill the babies. It is simply, he said, kill the babies if they were boys. If they were girls, let them live. But these midwives did not do so, and that's why God blessed them. But then we read the order given from Pharaoh very clearly in verse 22. For the Bible states, and Pharaoh charged all the people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. So the command of Pharaoh that the boys must be thrown into the river, not to be slaughtered by some knives or swords. Well, some would say, Brother Usama, why you are making a big deal about that? So what? I say, so what? Let's read a little bit of the writings of Allah of the Quran. For in verse 5, we read, and we desire to show favor to those who were weakened on the earth, and to make them leaders, and to make them the heirs. In verse 6, and to establish them in the land, and we showed Pharaoh and Haman and their troops among them what they were fearing. Did you notice here some historical error in the same passage? In one passage, we see factual error and historical error. The very simple factual error is that the sons of the Hebrews were not slaughtered by some sword or some knife, but simply thrown into the river. And now we learn about Haman as one of the powerful leader of the Pharaoh's army. Do you know where we found Haman in the Bible? It is in the book of Esther. In a faraway kingdom, have nothing to do with the Egyptian kingdom. 1,000 years later, Haman is not an Egyptian name. and Haman never existed in the days of Moses. That is another great error. Normally, in all the Quran writings, Muhammad never mentioned names. For he always say, one of them tells the others, or two of the men, or three of the men, and that's it. He never mentioned names. And whenever Muhammad mentioned names in the Quran, he get himself in trouble of inserting the wrong name in the wrong place in the wrong time. Not only the Quran contradicts the Bible concerning the killing of the sons of the Hebrews, the Quran contradicts the Quran about the same story. As Muhammad repeats the story in the Quran, he contradicts himself.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Now let us look at the other contradiction. In Quran chapter 7 and verse 127, the following, and the leaders from the people of Pharaoh said, will you let Moses and his people to vandalize in the land and desert you and your gods? He said, we will kill their sons and spare their women, and surely we are dominator over them. Did you hear what the Quran said? We see in this passage that Moses is not a baby at the time of the killing of the sons of the Hebrews, the Israelites. Moses is a grown-up man. So now we ask our question again. When did Pharaoh give the order to kill the sons of the Israelites? When Moses was a baby or when Moses was a grown-up man? This is a huge error. Because as you read the true account in the Bible, you will find that the killing of the sons of the Hebrews took place one time when Moses was a baby. And I'm not even going to go with you in depths of all the interpretation of Muslim scholar, because it is nothing but fairy tales, stories they made up, trying to explain the life of Moses to the readers, because the Quran did not have all the details, all the information which is written clearly throughout the verses of the Bible. So this is a great error in the Quran concerning the killing of the baby boys of the Hebrews. And don't forget that the existence of Haman in the time life of Moses is another huge historical error in the Quran. Now let me share with you another error in the writings of the Quran. Let us investigate the story of the killing of the Egyptian by Moses. For Muhammad also copied this story from the Bible with another huge error. For we read in the Quran in chapter 28 beginning from verse 15, and he entered the city, that is Moses, at time when its inhabitants did not notice him. So he found in it two men fighting. This is of his sect, which means he was a Hebrew, and this of his enemies, which mean was an Egyptian. So he was called for help by the one of his sect against him who was of his enemies. the Hebrews ask Moses to help him against the Egyptians. You follow me so far? Listen carefully. So Moses struck him, so he killed him. Moses struck the Egyptian and killed the Egyptian. He said, that is Moses, this is of Satan's work. Surely he is an obvious misleading enemy. Verse 16, he said, my Lord, surely I have done an unjust to myself, so forgive me. So Moses here is asking Allah to forgive him for his sin because he killed the Egyptian. So he forgave him. Surely he is the forgiving, the merciful. So Allah forgive Moses. Now listen carefully to what Allah said in the following verses. In verse 17, he said, my Lord, because you have graced on me, so I will not be a backer to the criminal. Verse 18, so he became fearful and vigilant in the city. So when the one that he helped the day before called out to him, Moses said to him, surely you are an obvious seducer. In verse 19, so when he desired to seize the one who is an enemy of them, he said, O Moses, do you desire to kill me as you killed a soul yesterday? Do you only desire to become a powerful in the land? And do you not desire to become of the good? Of course, by now you are lost. But here's the story in simple words. The same Hebrew man whom Moses helped the day before by killing the Egyptian enemy on his behalf, today, again, he himself is involved in another fight with another Egyptian. And he's asking Moses to help him to kill the new Egyptian enemy. Is this what took place in the Bible? If you are not familiar with the true account of Exodus, you'll never see anything wrong with the story. But if you read the Bible account, you'll see a huge difference. Let's read together what happened according to the Bible. In Exodus chapter 2, the Bible said in verse 11, now it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew. So the Egyptian man and the Hebrew man were not fighting one another as we just read in the Quran. No. The truth is the Egyptian was beating up the Hebrew slave. Then we read in verse 12, so he looked this way and that way, that is Moses, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Moses killed the Egyptian because the Egyptian was beating the daylight out of his Hebrew brother. Notice in verse 13, and when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting, and he said to the one who did the wrong, why are you striking your companion? Moses here is speaking to two of his own Hebrew people by simply asking the guilty one, why are you striking your companion? Notice the answer of the Hebrew guilty man in verse 14. For the Bible stated, then he said, who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? So Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. The fear of Moses in the Bible was after when Moses tried to make peace between two Hebrews, not as Muhammad stated in the Quran, that it was another fight between the same Hebrew man and another one of the enemies of the Egyptian. There were two new Hebrews, and none of them was the Hebrew man whom Moses helped in the previous day. The Quran clearly stated that Moses was immediately afraid after he killed the Egyptian. But that's not the case in the Bible. For the Bible clearly stated that no one had seen Moses when he killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand. Therefore, there was no fear in Moses' life. He never thought at all that someone have seen what he did. But in his own handwriting, Moses is telling us that he got afraid because he found out that the news of the killing of the Egyptian now is known to all the people. When he tried to make peace between his two Hebrew friends, when the guilty Hebrew told Moses, "Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" Guys, these are great error. If the Quran is a holy word of Allah, a true revelation, it should not make such error. And such error exists throughout the pages of the Quran, in every story of every prophet. As we will see in the next broadcast about the command, the teaching of Moses, comparing the command and the teaching of Muhammad. You see, if the prophets of the Bible are similar to the prophets of the Quran, not only the story of Moses should be the same, as Muhammad repeat it in the Quran, but even the teaching of Moses should match the teaching of Muhammad in the Quran. Therefore, we must correct the education, the brainwashing, and the infiltration to our own students in our public schools. Therefore, we cannot say that the prophets and the teachers of Islam are the same as the prophets and the teachers of Judaism and Christianity. For there is no ties whatsoever between the Quran and the Bible. To learn about Moses' teachings, his doctrine, his belief in the Bible, when we compare it to what Muhammad wrote in his teaching in the Quran and the Hadith, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.